Russia's President Boris Yeltsin today announced he will undergo heart surgery, probably before the end of the month. The 65-year-old Yeltsin suffered two heart attacks last year and has dropped out of public view in recent months. His public announcement was unusual. In the past, Kremlin leaders have often hidden their medical troubles from the Russian people. Yeltsin's poor health has already set off a power struggle within his government. From Moscow, NPR's Andy Bowers reports.
The number of public appearances made by Boris Yeltsin since his re-election to the Russian presidency in July can be counted on one hand, and those few appearances have done little to quiet speculation about his health. At his inauguration in August, Yeltsin seemed barely able to get through his oath of office. A taped interview 2 weeks ago was heavily edited. During today's interview on Russian television, Yeltsin sat in an easy chair. His face looked puffy, even more bloated than usual, and his speech was extremely slow and careful. Our doctors recommend either an operation, said Yeltsin, or, as they call it, passive work. But he said, passive work has never suited me, so it's better for me to get an operation and fully recover. Yeltsin did not specify what kind of operation he'll undergo, although a heart bypass seems a strong possibility. And Yeltsin made clear that he intends to stay in Russia for his surgery.
Наш центр кардиологический в Москве способен сделать такие операции.
Our cardiology center in Moscow is capable of doing such heart operations, said Yeltsin. I think that the president should have an operation in the mother country. Yeltsin did take the opportunity to announce his support for the Chechen peace accord signed last week by his security chief and envoy, Alexander Lebed. It was the first time Yeltsin personally expressed his feelings on the peace treaty. But the president did say he's worried that the peace deal calls for Russian troops to be withdrawn from Chechnya too quickly. With Yeltsin now set to undergo major surgery, the jockeying among potential successors may intensify. Coincidentally, a group of Lebed supporters announced earlier today that they're forming a new political party called Truth and Order, with the expressed goal of electing the former paratroop general president. But Lebed already has formidable opponents for that job, including Prime Minister Viktor Chernomyrdin and the popular mayor of Moscow, who will both be stepping up their unofficial campaigns in light of the president's shaky health. This is Andy Bowers in Moscow.